The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, back one more time. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is where the out of stock or the never stocked is on hand. Check them out. All right. Gun control advocates have been at their civilian disarmament campaign for so long that some astute observers have noticed that they keep coming back over and over again with the same tactics and approaches over and over, like it's always going to work somehow this time because it's different. Of course, it isn't, because the American public rejects gun control schemes, and they simply repackage their old material and strategies of attack. In recent years, they have taken to labeling any proposed restriction, no matter how onerous or ineffective, as common sense. Common sense is a very subjective term, but the gun control movement's obvious intent is to portray their proposal as popular and reasonable and benign. Trust me, I'm the government. Alternatively, gun rights positions are to be considered extreme and out of touch, and maybe quaint on a certain level. In reality, this is just a flimsy attempt to veil the oppressive consequences of their proposals. Now, the common sense attack has been routine among anti-gunners for decades. Every town for gun safety materials are replete with appeals for common sense gun laws. Every town's website asks visitors to become gun sense voters, people who will fight for common sense laws to reduce gun violence. The Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence has teamed up with the gun control group Americans for Responsible Solutions to issue common sense solutions toolkits for policymakers. They're influencing your politicians. On January 5th, when Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama announced his executive actions on gun control, he used common sense five times during his speech. 2 days later, he used the term again to describe his anti-gun agenda during a CNN town hall. Then on January 20th, Attorney General Loretta Lynch defended the president's unilateral actions as common sense steps to promote public safety. Now, does this all sound familiar? It should, depending on how old you are. The common sense attack has been routine amongst these guys for decades. And promotional materials from the late 1970s, handgun prohibitionist group Handgun Control Incorporated, now called the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, presented its litany of anti-gun proposals as common sense. Now, this, of course, is the same group that fought for a 1976 Massachusetts referendum to completely ban handguns in the state. Bill Clinton, the now frail Bill Clinton, was also fond of the common sense argument. In 2000, he labeled those opposed to a federal gun buyback program as opponents of common sense gun safety. This despite the fact that Clinton's own Department of Justice determined 2 years earlier that buyback programs were useless, something many of the most prominent anti-gun researchers also concluded in the years to come. And then you can look no further than California with a K, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, to show where these new common sense proposals lead to. On October 15, 2015, he announced that he would be pushing a ballot initiative to force a litany of new restrictions on law-abiding Californians, all in the name of common sense. In a press release for the cleverly named Safety for All Act of 2016, the referendum campaign described it as a package of common sense gun reforms. Now, California with a K is already replete to some of the most oppressive gun laws in the nation, including some measures that gun control advocates sold as common sense when pushing for their enactment. California gun owners are subject to universal background checks for all, but the most limited firearm transfers, as well as gun registration, gun owner licensing, and a ban on popular semi-automatic rifles and magazines. They also have a list of approved guns as far as handguns that they can buy in the state, which means they don't have everything that's available to you and me at the local Cabela's. That's enough common sense to choke the Second Amendment into oblivion. Now, gun control advocates know, they already know full well, that the American public does not embrace the ultimate goal of civilian disarmament. But this level of control isn't enough for Newsom and his followers in California with a K. No. So we got to have more common sense measures required. Referendum includes a total ban on possession of previously grandfathered magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, mandatory reporting of lost or stolen firearms, and a requirement that ammunition purchases be conducted pursuant to, background checks and record keeping. The fact that New York recently found a similar ammunition scheme entirely unworkable suggests that such restrictions are, if anything, completely devoid of common sense. Okay, I got 2 minutes. Ask Salem if he would hold through the break, because I want to give him as much time as he needs. If he heard me, we're coming up on the next break, so I don't want to, like, just limit you to, like, a minute or 90 seconds. So you'll hold until we come back from this next break. I will give you all the time that you need to ask about that. Gun control advocates know full well that the American public does not embrace this goal. So they're convinced this goal can be reached by gradually diminishing our rights over time, all the while purporting that each successive step is simply common sense. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to everybody out there that thinks differently to have that, you know, to try to engage in that. And if nothing else, we got to hold the line. We have to hold the line. So common sense, though, it's not. I'll give you an example. In California with a K, they're expecting the San Andreas Fault at some point to really act up. And when that happens, they've already told everybody in Los Angeles to expect to be without any sort of services for anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. Now, when that happens, because they are so severely restricted in what they can and can't own, that means the cops aren't going to be there. The gang members will be there. And everybody in California, when this next big earthquake occurs, they're going to be on their own with not much on there. Did you ask Salem to hold through the break that's coming up? Well, anyway, Salem, you hold through the break. When we get back, I'll be happy to let you have your say, no doubt about it. But, California's set up for disaster. Except for the parts of California that are, you know, routinely free. That's California with a C, the big cities. That's California with a K. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hog Lube, a performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Headed that way right now. Salem in South Carolina, open-minded about gun control. Which part of South Carolina? Hello? Are you there? Is the caller still there?
He should be.
Okay. Let me put him back on hold and try that. How about now? Salem, are you there?
Yeah, I can. Am I coming through?
Now you're coming through. Okay. Thank you for not. I was about to spaz out. Thank you for not spazzing out over that. Which part of South Carolina?
Ondar. I don't know. If that's the it's Charleston. A little bit outside of Charleston.
Okay. Okay. I spent a little time down in. Gosh, I can't remember where it was. I lived in Snee Farm.
Snee Farm? Yeah. Okay. That's Charleston, Mount Pleasant ish.
Mount Pleasant. There you go. I couldn't remember what it was called. Anyway. Well, okay, so you're open-minded about gun control. Tell me what we're talking about here.
Well, I heard that you were talking about the smart guns with a person. I was watching your show, and
right.
I remember that earlier today, before I went to work, the press secretary was doing something, and they were talking about smart guns, and so I was just kind of like, oh, that's interesting. But I guess, as far as open-mindedness, I just wanted to hear as just kind of just someone who isn't against guns entirely, but just I'm not partial to them. And then just coming onto a show that is pro-gun, you might have some info on the smart guns or something.
Okay.
Sure.
I will be happy to give you what I got. Now, first of all, let me explain one thing to you. I'm a 55-year-old guy. I've been in the military. I don't like violence. I know how to do real violence. I'm not talking about TV stuff. I mean the real deal. And I don't like it. And I carry a gun every day, and it's one of the most uncomfortable things I do. But I do it every day. And that let me just make that. And I wish I didn't feel a need to. So let me put that premise out. The problem with smart guns is that the technology is not mature enough to where if, some of the things that they want to do are already in practice today. The biggest thing out there, I carry an iPhone, and I have one of the six where they have the biometric pad, which is one of the recognition mechanisms that they discuss with smartphones, or smart guns. And when I'm trying to open the phone with my biometric recognition pad that I've programmed both of my thumbs into,
yeah,
it takes two or three times to do it. Now, if you're a police officer and you've pulled somebody over and somebody's shooting at you, when they just had a taillight out, but you pulled them over and you've actually pulled over a felon who's actually on the run, you didn't know it, but he knows you're coming. And he starts shooting at you. He's probably going to be using one, not a smart gun. He's just going to be using a regular old gun.
You're right. He probably wouldn't be able to afford a smart gun.
Well, yeah, that's another thing we'll get to in just a second.
Right.
But the cop then has got to get the gun into play. And a gunfight is over in seconds. There's only an average of between 4 and 6 rounds expended in a gunfight. And they take place in a distance of average about 7 feet. So these are really real-life quick things that happen. And with a cop, the difference is, his training is going to come into play, and how good that guy is, how much of a drop that guy's got on him. But if he has that, he has no luxuries there where he can get out there and add a couple of seconds here and there to getting into the fight.
Okay.
So the smart gun, and the problem with the smart gun is, like my guest was talking about, in the world of electronics, which are great, but I mean, I use Apple everything. And I mean, Apple is a pretty fast system, but there'll be some times when I'm trying to go from website to website when it'll start to beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a gun is a very simple mechanism. It's very simple. It has very few moving parts. The guns I carry can have 31 pieces in, 31 moving parts. And it's meant to just do one thing. It's meant to control an explosion in the brass so that that round starts going down that barrel. That's all it's meant to do. They put some safety measures on them where you can drop them and they don't go off. Guns, I mean, the modern firearm today is only going to go off if somebody pulls a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You can run over them with a car. You can slam them against the wall when they're loaded and in battery. And most of them are not going to have anything happen to them. None of the modern ones are.
Right.
So they are as safe as we can make them. And gun control in the way of trying to taking... The problem with gun control that I have, Salem, the biggest problem I have with gun control is I used this the other day. Now, you've seen Fast and Furious when they're doing the drag racing?
I, one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm familiar with the idea, sure.
So let's say we got a bunch of guys drag racing, and the cops want to stop it. The cops show up, but the cops go to the cars parked in the parking lot and start leaving tickets. They don't go after the guys that are doing the drag racing. And that's what gun control is like, because gun control, the only people that are going to follow gun control law are the law-abiding that aren't going to commit crime. And as an aside, one of the anti-gun groups, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, did a study in Texas where they called it the concealed carry killers. And what they were looking to do was see people with concealed carry permits, how many people they killed. And they got some inadvertent results that for some reason they published them anyway. And what they found out is that in Texas, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, you're 8 times more likely to commit a crime than somebody that does. And that the people that have concealed carry permits commit crime less than any other group there in Texas, including law enforcement. So we're pretty law-abiding. Coming at us to try to prohibit us from doing something is not going to stop crime.
Sure. I guess, for the most part, whenever I kind of hear this argument for people who are just who have their guns and they have their concealed carry license and are law abiding, they do everything that I guess is expected of them as a member of society.
Right.
And then as soon as the question of just the government putting stricter bans on guns, suddenly it's just they are completely opposed to it. And it's just well, why would you do that? I'm a law-abiding citizen. These are my guns. I have them locked up in my safe. I'm safe and all those other things. And just I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I'm coming up on the next break. If you will hold through the next break, we'll have part two to this, and I will. We'll finish
this
out.
All right.
You hang on.
Sure.
How are you listening to the show, by the way, out of South Carolina?
Actually, they stream it on YouTube.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I'm the one that I'm the they. for me. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You hang on. We'll be back on the phones in just a minute with Young Salem. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. Going back to the phones with Salem, you're sort of seeking facts, aren't you? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, and I'm sorry. I also just want to say thanks again for just letting me come on here. I'm just kind of jumbling around, but during the break, I was just like trying to gather more of my thoughts. And I was kind of going a bit tangential from what I essentially wanted to talk about as far as the park ends. So I apologize for just kind of going off into this black space that I tend to do.
It's Friday night. Everything's wide open. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, so anyways, going back to the smart guns. So I just coming from a gun advocate, just like what the pros and cons, I guess, would be with the smart gun technology, if for whatever reason the federal government decides that smart guns are a great idea for law enforcement, MP, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the whole thing about a smart gun for law enforcement would be only law enforcement could shoot it, right? Which leads you to believe that they have a problem keeping control of their weapons. Now, with my guest, I don't know if you heard him when he opened up, but the reason they started this whole thing was because of a bunch of cops being killed with their own gun, but it turned out they weren't having the gun taken from them and they were being killed with them. They were killing themselves. So the whole premise behind that does happen, okay? Now, it doesn't happen. It's a rare occurrence. It's nearly as rare an occurrence as, say, a school shooting is.
Okay.
As bad as a school shooting is, any one student out there has about a 1 in 2.5 million chance of being shot in school. Especially now. In South Carolina, we have resource officers, and I think we have multiples in most of these. So here we're watching out. In other states, they're starting to let the teachers be armed. The benefit is a theoretical benefit. It is not one that has ever been proven out. When a gun is taken to market, contrary to what Hillary Clinton says, gun companies can get stolen. Or, excuse me, gun companies can get sued, and they often do when they make junk. So when they're trying to put a gun out into market, they've got to go through all the R&D and all the testing and everything else. The gun part of it is a relatively easy thing to do. But there is one. There's a smart gun out there called the Armatix IP1. Thing costs $1,800. You have to buy a watch to go with it to actually get it to work. You have to enter a PIN code to get it to start working. And in the practice of actually running rounds through it, shooting the gun on the range, every time they loaded a new magazine into it, it had a failure to operate at least once in those 10 rounds it would have in the magazine. So every time it has a malfunction every time you put a new magazine in it. So it doesn't function on the mechanical part of the gun, and it doesn't there's so many. You've got to have your wristwatch within 10 inches of the gun, which doesn't keep a bad guy from taking the gun and getting his hand with that gun on it within 10 inches of that watch, and then shooting the owner of the gun. There's a whole lot of things. And other things that happen in the real world is that, like, home invasion. The primary defender gets out there and gets shot a couple of times while he's trying to deal with them, and he's trying to pass off the gun to a family member. They don't have on the watch. The gun is useless. And with the Armatix IP1, when the batteries die, it just becomes a regular gun. It doesn't shut down. So it's only as good as the batteries. So it's not even, the technology is not even as mature or tested as green climate. The green climate technology, turbines and solar and wind power and all this other stuff. It's not even as tested as that.
Gotcha.
Now, one thing I wanted to point out two instances where gun control was, law was followed, and another instance where it wasn't followed, okay?
Okay.
It was followed in New Jersey with a woman named Carol Bowne. And Carol, she had a crazy boyfriend. And she got a restraining order against him. And then in New Jersey, you have to get a permit. You have to get permission just to buy one. So she submitted permission to buy one. And the limit that is supposed to be on it per New Jersey came and went, but because they're New Jersey, they can sort of make it up as they go. And when they were 2 months behind on giving her an answer, her boyfriend killed her in her own parking, her own driveway, stabbed her repeatedly, and killed her. She did everything they told her to do. She did everything and played by every rule in the New Jersey playbook. Then there was a doctor, and his name, it happened in just outside Pittsburgh, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Psychiatrist, he was there with a social worker, and one of their patients came in there. As soon as he got in, now this was supposed to, since it was in a hospital, it was supposed to be a gun-free zone. Mm-hmm. This guy's a doctor. He's a legitimate MD. You know, he's a psychiatrist. He was carrying a gun. Patient comes in there, shoots the social worker in the head, and wounds the doctor, and he had all kinds of ammo on him, and he was getting ready to go out into the hallway and just start, you know, just have a little mass killing on everybody. And the doctor was able to shoot him and stop him. And they never charged the doctor. They never charged the doctor. So the gun-free zone is never a gun-free zone. So,
right.
You know, I don't want the world to be a violent place. And in the United States today, it's becoming less and less violent. But it does happen.
Right.
It does happen.
Right.
So, and there's a couple, Panama and Brazil, and to a certain degree, Russia have been looking at us, and they're starting to allow civilians to carry guns because they have such high crime. Which is interesting.
Yeah, I guess, again, it's not really something that I'm completely, like, in the know. Sometimes I just feel like I'm living in just this glass snow globe and just kind of get a bunch of bullshit fed through me. And just every now and then when I try to, like, just break the glass, you know, just try to figure it out, you know. So this is one of those ways I just try to figure a little bit more of it out before I just, you know, completely dismiss or accept something. But as far as, like, the different instances that you brought up, it just kind of like the idea that kind of kept coming up in my head. Like, I don't know, like anytime I hear someone talking about an incident that happened with a gun where someone took violent action against someone else, And it's kind of like that's the defense that people make for why they need their guns is because there's that person, there's that shadow, that enemy lurking, and you have to protect yourself. And the idea that just keeps popping up in my head, though, is like I feel like that's kind of like not completely, but sort of like a paranoia that.
Well,
just
I'll give you one last thing before we run out of time here. There's a guy named Gary Click. Gary Click is a card-carrying member of the ACLU, Democrat as the day is long, but he's a criminologist. And he did a study that has been repeatedly verified over and over again. He found that 2.5 million times a year, people defend themselves with guns. 90-some-odd percent of the time, they're not shooting somebody. Because presentation of the firearm, they just run away. I've done that twice.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
That's 6,000 times a day.
Yeah.
And that's not a lot in the country when you're talking, 320 million people. But, I mean, 6,000 times a day, that's 6,000 crimes that are thwarted.
Yeah.
Sexual assault, murders, violent crimes, assaults, all this other stuff, that's 6,000 times that's thwarted. I appreciate you taking the time to find all this stuff out. I'm running out of time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I look forward to having more conversations. I plan on calling at least once or twice just to just catch up and just keep getting some more information because as just someone who just isn't partial to guns, it's good to just kind of have that other voice who is just calm, considerate, and just open to discussions with this about this sort of thing. So thank you for just doing that with me.
Certainly. You stay safe down there. It's dangerous down there in Charleston.
I'm moving to Virginia, so
okay.
I'm leaving South Carolina.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Firing line coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works.
Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Can you hear me on the... Is somebody on the board right now? It's not. In Hollywood, the actors and actresses are increasingly involved in pushing the message of gun control, according to Variety. They reported this on April 26th. The involvement shows itself in scripts for television programming, gun control tweets by celebrities, and celebrity-filled PSAs calling for Congress to pass more gun control for law-abiding citizens. They point to an episode of the most recent season of House of Cards, a Netflix original in which First Lady Claire Underwood pushes for more gun control on behalf of a group called Families for Gun Reform. Although fictitious, the name Families for Gun Reform was created with the help of Michael Bloomberg-funded Everytown for Gun Safety. Moreover, the website familiesforgunreform.com takes you to Everytown's website where you can sign a petition to ask Congress to pass more gun control for law-abiding citizens. Some of this, you know... This would be better if it was fiction, but it's real. CBS's The Good Wife took a similar approach in its most recent season by working with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence to produce an episode addressing the liability of a gun store owner after a girl's death. Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign and one of the most prominent figures in the gun control lobby, urged more actors, actresses to lend their names to the fight for more gun laws on law-abiding citizens. He said the gun lobby and its lapdogs in Congress and the state legislatures want you to believe that you're risking your career by coming out in support of what the overwhelming majority of Americans want. He also pointed to gun control tweets by Kim Kardashian and Julianne Moore, as well as Moore's involvement with Everytown for Gun Safety, in the push to force law-abiding gun owners to undergo more background checks before being able to... How many more you got to undergo? And what has to be added to it? That's my question. How many more do you have to undergo to buy one gun? And then if you buy, see, like in my state, I've undergone the big background check and I have a concealed carry permit. And now I lay that on the table when I walk in there to buy a gun and I don't go through any background check because I've had the big background check. Yeah. Everytown President John Feinblatt suggests that Hollywood's involvement in gun control efforts has increased over the past few years. He traces the increased involvement to the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which a gunman killed 26 people, including 20 children. Variety did not mention that Adam Lanza, the gunman behind the Sandy Hook attack, stole his firearms, thereby demonstrating that no amount of gun control would have stopped him. Look, if Hollywood wants to push for gun control, let's let them. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Hollywood, and I wish they would understand this. Like, I'm, you know, Matt Damon is a big anti-gun guy, and he's a big liberal guy, and he's a big Obama guy. And he also is a very good actor. And I love the Bourne series, and I want them. There's another Bourne movie coming out, and I want him to do that, and I want him to understand that when I watch his Bourne movie, I'm doing that to take my mind off of the carnage that his hero, Barack Obama, has wrought upon my country. I look at what their body of work, and I look at it to escape them, to escape reality. For that moment, I get to sit there, be immersed in the story. If they're good at telling a story, I'm good to go. Story is all. The Bourne story, I've always liked the Bourne story, even though it's highly unlikely. I like it nonetheless. Okay, I like Commando with Arnold, too. So, you know, gun grabbers being in the movies don't buy you, but because all of them make a living with a gun in the movies. It's funny how they're against guns. Liam Neeson. How many people has he shot as the guy in Taken? Snap necks and everything else. Why is it that, you know, it's okay to do that in make-believe, but when, you know, I'm doing it, and I'm not doing any of the stuff he's doing in the movies, I don't have to shoot nobody, all of a sudden that's something that has to be fought. He's not even a citizen of the United States. He's like Piers Morgan. He's just here, just observing, just sticking his 2 cents in, which I don't care to hear. So, all that being considered, let them say what they want to say. Julianne Moore, she has played Clarice, whoever Clarice was in the Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter series of movies. She carried a gun. She's carried guns plenty of times in movies that I've seen her in. If you want to stop glamorizing that, the violence and everything that you guys glamorize on the screen, you believe, and I agree with you, that what you do is fantasy. It's not real. And we as the audience are supposed to be able to discern that that is not real. However, you do use elements and tools that are in the real world. Police officers carry guns. Now, contrary to what Gross and Feinblatt would have anybody believe, nobody's going to look at a celebrity that's in the movies that is pro-gun and say, well, we're going to ostracize that guy. Now, Hollywood might do it. Tom Selleck, who the last time I saw Tom Selleck, for all I know, he may be on TV right now. I think he may be, but I haven't seen him in a movie lately. The last time he was in a movie, he was carrying a gun. Or in the movie I saw, anyway. So he's pro-gun. Bruce Willis is supposedly pro-gun. Kurt Russell got on The View and was pro-gun. And, you know, they were so enamored. Now, let me try to get up there on The View and say the same things, and they're going to be vilifying me. They just don't find me as, you know, I'm not Snake Plissken, so they're not going to humor me that much. But that it's nobody in Hollywood is my hero. I couldn't care less what they say. I couldn't care less what any politician says. I have too many, there's too many reams and stacks and studies and all of this other stuff out there that support my position versus theirs. And theirs is the same position over and over again. Everywhere that is practiced, crime goes up. Russia, let's see, we have 8,000 gun murders per year here in the United States. Russia, which has less of a population than we do, has 21,000 gun murders per year. And they only just got to the point where people might be able to carry guns, and now they're talking about taking that back. And that's just 21,000 people killed with guns. That doesn't address the other ways they're killed. They're killed lots of different ways. Murder is an equal opportunity task. Believe me, it's the murderer is only limited by his imagination. So, by all means, Hollywood, be anti-gun. I couldn't care less. I don't care what Kim Kardashian says or Kanye West or Kanye. You know, if I was a Kanye music fan, I'd be there for the music. If I was, I'm there for the Matt Damon movies and all the other stuff. And beyond that, I couldn't care less what you got to say, and I don't like to care about your politics. You're a jester in my viewpoint. You're an entertainer. That's it. That's where it stops. Make a lot of money doing it. Good on you. Good on you for doing that, but beyond that, you're not smarter than I am. And you're not smarter than the rest of the American people. The American people aren't listening to you either. So, Jamie Foxx, keep on pushing it. You know, stop, demand a plan, you know, all that stuff. Do that. Do it all. Do it all. Everybody get out there and do it. And don't worry, we won't. You know, I'm never going to boycott anybody because I'm not going to deny myself the enjoyment of watching these jesters jest. Yeah. There's a couple of them I can't stand, but that's beside the point. I don't watch them do anything, ever. So, Amy Schumer, she's one I've never figured out. When did she become famous and why? Anybody? Anyone? We don't have time to find out, but anyway. We'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.